You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about the number one return investment when it comes to marketing. What is that thing that we could be doing right now in our business to get the biggest return? This is important. This is something we got to understand. You know, one of the firm foundational pieces we teach in our business, in our coaching, is to know your numbers and to understand what your numbers mean. Like, how much does it cost to do business? How much does it cost to actually get that product into the home? And then understanding where the money goes once you make it and where you place it and how you should use it and what you should do with it. All of those things matter. One of those things that you're going to be putting your money into is marketing. And so you ought to be getting the biggest return that you possibly can, or else it's all for nothing. Because what ends up happening is we spin our wheels, we spend our money. Then once we keep spending more and more money to get the leads to come in, we then drive up our prices, and eventually we enter this cycle, the same cycle we enter when we don't run the call correctly, the same cycle we enter when we're filling our board of drive time versus actual work time, and we're just not getting back the return that we originally wanted or that we could be getting. So today we're going to talk about what that number one return on investment is and how you can get it and what you should be doing. You know, it's interesting. A lot of these things that we teach and that we learn, it's more of a practical principle that can be applied in all of business. Half the, maybe even 80% of the stuff we teach can be applied to the everyday life. Today, we're going to talk specifically within your business, what you can be doing to get that return. But the way that I learned it, the way that I understood it, and the way that I really cemented it had nothing to do with the plumbing company at all. In fact, one of the articles I was reading was from entrepreneur.com at the time. It was an Inc. 500 deal. And I was also looking into some other entrepreneur.com and Forbes articles just surrounding around the idea of marketing and how it affects really any industry, but specifically the home services industry. And at the time, I owned my own house cleaning company. This is a while back. And I just found it fascinating that all these things applied equally. But the article that I was reading was specifically talking about a coffee delivery service. That's what they were highlighting. That was their case study. That's who they were focused on. But the principle and the application applies to all. We were able to apply it to our cleaning business. You were able to apply it to your plumbing business. In fact, it's a principle that we teach inside of this packaging. It's not even something that just we teach. This is when I say what this is, and once I start really breaking down how to get the most out of this, you're going to be like, dang, I've heard this before from other people. This isn't just me saying this. This is just a reality. So we're going to talk about that. Really quick, I just want to say what's up to everybody. Happy New Year. I'm glad you guys are checking out the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention. Thanks for being here. I wouldn't be able to do this. I wouldn't do this. Be no reason to do this if there was no listeners. And so that is the reason why I do what I do. I want to help you. I want to help you get better. Whether you're a plumber or you're an owner, or maybe you're not even in the plumbing industry and you're just somebody who likes positive affirmation and encouragement and common sense, practical principles when it comes to business and sales. But I want to thank you for listening and being such a dedicated follower. If you wanted to ever check out the video version of this podcast, you can now find it on Facebook, I think on YouTube and a couple other places, but we are now releasing short clips of this. So make sure that you're checking that out. Follow us on Facebook, especially because that's where a majority of our communication comes from. But again, just want to thank all the Fresh Force people that listen to this podcast for listening to the podcast so faithfully. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. If there's anything we can ever do for you, don't hesitate to reach out. But when it comes to, you know, really this principle that we're going to talk about today and the practicality of it, it's expensive, but it's very doable. It's expensive, but it's very doable. And it's van wraps. It's van wraps. It's putting your brand on the van. Look, one of the things that we teach is that everything you look at, when you think about marketing, when you think about getting your brand out there, when you talk about messaging and you talk about brand consistency and all the things that go into marketing, because it's much bigger than just having a brand and wrapping a vehicle, but the consistency of it all, that's hard to do, to get your brand in multiple places, to get it all across the city, so that when somebody's out shopping for groceries or they're on Google or they're at the local baseball stadium or they're doing some local event, they're constantly seeing your brand in multiple places. That's the goal. That's what you want. You want to permeate your community. You want people to see you everywhere. It's just not cost effective sometimes, especially in the beginning. It can get very expensive, but your vans, well, they travel everywhere. And so they can carry that brand and that local to multiple locations throughout the day. It's mind blowing to me. I remember when I first did this and I remember getting the feedback, man, we see your vehicles everywhere. Like, they're not everywhere. We only got like two or three vehicles. What do you mean you see them everywhere? But that was the feedback I got. And if you have been doing this long enough, you probably heard something similar to this. The ability to get your brand out into the community and everywhere all at once, it's just really hard to do. And the van wrap gives you that ability. The van wrap gives you that ability. I loved it when the guys took the trucks home at night. More marketing, especially during rush hour traffic on the way home. I love that van wrap to pop, too. See, there's van wraps out there that are so busy that you don't see anything. There's other van wraps that are so poorly done, it actually makes you look worse. Color schemes, the fading, the dulling. You know, so many people go, Chris, I want to put this award on my van. And I'm like, don't do it. They're like, why not, though? I want to brag to the world that I won this award. And I'm like, you know what? What's that going to look like? Because right now I see companies here in Indianapolis driving around with Angie's List awards from 2009, 2010, 2011. And I'm like, what happened over the last 9 years? Did you guys fall off? No, Angie's List stopped giving away the award. So eventually it doesn't look good. So you can't be thinking about it just for today. It's got to be something that lasts forever. So let's talk about those. Let's talk about those mistakes that are often made when it comes to van wraps. Because this is what I really want to hone in on today. I fall in love with the process. I do. I love it. Figuring out how the customer is going to perceive it and how the technicians are going to feel and how the owner is going to love it. You know, seeing the owner's face light up too when we deliver those brands and when they see that come to life. Owners have brands right now and they just don't care about them. They don't want to do anything with them. They don't want to put them out. And then we give them a rebrand or a refresh.
See what I did there?
We do a refresh on their brand and then all of a sudden they got this new brand that's just so awesome to them and they can't stop. They want to put it on everything. They want to get it out there for the world to see. That's what you want. We say this a lot. I'll say it again. But have you ever seen anybody not put a picture of their baby online because it was ugly? It's a controversial topic. I get it. There's no such thing as an ugly baby. I got 8 kids. I get it. Every single one of them beautiful to me. To me, my kid. I love them. Love her. Love the child. So much so, I'm not seeing that. I'm just seeing love. It's beauty. Pure. Put a picture on the internet. Look at my new kid. Same thing happens when you get that brand. When you fall in love with your brand, you want it everywhere. But it's the brand that we want people to see. It's the brand. It's the colors. It's the font. It's the name. It's the feel. See, the brand has a certain look to it that creates a certain emotion when you see it. That's great. But they've got to see the name of the company. If they see the brand and go, that feels awesome, and they see the phone number and they memorize the number, but they don't know what you do, how will they know to call you? Or better yet, what if they get so busy reading all the things that you do, they never see your name? Man, that was a really cool plumbing company that just drove down the street, but which plumbing company was that? Here's a couple of key takeaways today. Number one, with your van wrap, it's got to be simple. It's got to be simple. The more complicated it is, the less they'll see it. People don't have time to stare at your van. If it's the side of your van, most of the time they're also on the side going down the road and they're not looking right or left. They're looking straight and they're only seeing your van for a second. If they're behind your van in traffic or at a stoplight, they'll have more time to read things. That's why we typically put names, phone numbers, and web addresses on the back of the van. But we don't do the same thing on the side. On the side, we just want the name and the logo. Maybe the license number if that's required. Truck number if that's required. But at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is paint a canvas on the side of that van that says, look at me. And then we want a name on the side that people can see. Simple. Simple. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be artistic. That doesn't mean it can't be standout-ish. Can't be loud, if you will. But it's got to be simple. The busier it is, the harder it is for the consumer to focus in on one thing. You want them focused in on one thing. You want them to see the name. You know, when you think about the intro to a movie, they show you the brand. They show you the people that made the movie, you know, MGM Studios or Paramount Pictures. There's a show that happens, somewhat of a kind of a the brand coming together, the name coming together, ultimately drawing your eyes to the name. So they get the credit. So you see them over and over. You get more and more familiar with them. The same thing happens with your van wrap. When people see your van, when they see that constantly, they start to learn it. They start to memorize it, so to speak, and they start noticing it out and about in other places. They notice it further and further away. The louder and the more unique that your van wrap is, the more likely they'll notice it from a mile away. And that's number two. Now, people need to be able to spot and notice that that's your van. The sooner, the better. So how do you do that? How do you get someone to recognize it's your brand right away? There was this company that you can all go look up in Indianapolis called Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Air. I remember when they first got their big start out here, and they were a small shop, actually. And if you go look at their brand, it's definitely going to hit all the marks. Some of you might look at it and go, what? That's kind of what I did when I saw it. I was like, what? It's not really a, well, it is a brand, but it's not a logo. What they did was they created something simple that stood out. It was loud. You could spot it from a mile. I mean, you know, when there's a Summers Plumbing, Heating, and Air van coming around the corner from a mile away, you're like, well, that's one of theirs. Go look them up online. You'll see what I mean. And then boom, the name. They did that in yard signs all throughout the city, and people started to learn their brand and name. That's a great principle to take away from. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to overdo this. You don't have to be on the side of the Colts stadium or the Dodgers stadium or the New York Yankees stadium. You don't have to be the center rink of the ice for Edmonton. For these big, huge sports teams, you don't have to do that in your city. You can simply put your logo and brand on a truck and get that truck out and about. More trucks you have out and about, the more branding, the more familiar people become with your brand, the more simple it is, the more they recognize it from a distance, the more they start to go, man, I feel comfortable with them. It builds trust. In fact, they say if they can see you, if somebody meets you and sees you in three different locations, they build trust. Maybe you meet someone at work and then you see them at a party after work, or you go hang out with them on the weekend at the zoo and their families, you build trust. Have you ever thought about that when you hang out with other employees or other people that you work with? Outside of work, if you can meet them outside of work, you gain a little understanding of them and typically show them a little bit more grace at work sometimes. There's been several people where I'm like, I don't get that person. But then I meet their family and I'm like, okay, makes a little more sense. This is who they are. I stop assigning motives and I just accept them. The same is true with, this is just how the brain works. This is how the psyche works. Okay, and if your customers can see your van at Lowe's or Home Depot, or down on the freeway, and then they see it in your neighborhood, and then maybe they see your yard sign at their neighbor's house. That's three touch points. This is a great way to get those touch points without having to be all throughout the city. This is a great way to permeate your community without having to be all throughout the city. And another key factor to van wraps is people know who their neighbor hired. Look, that's a referral. Make no mistake, that is a referral. Even if they never talked to the neighbor, they still know the neighbor used you. The higher in the home, the nicer the community, the more likely they call you because you worked on a other custom home like theirs. That matters to people. When they see your yard sign and they see your van at their neighbor's house or in that same community, they know that you know how to do work on their home. Builds trust. It's also another touch point. It's also another location they've seen you. I'm less likely to form a relationship with somebody and start a business with someone at Kroger that I just met, the grocery store, versus meeting this person at a friend's house for dinner. There's just realities to this stuff. It works subconsciously. Works subconsciously. Okay, you've got to get your van wrap. You got to get it simple and you got to make it stand out. And the third one is you got to be consistent with the application of that van wrap. And honestly, we could take that principle and apply it towards all the rest of marketing. You got to be consistent. Okay, you can't have a different color version logo on Google versus on Facebook versus on, and the same is true with your van wraps. There has to be a consistent application. You got to find a good installer. Look, sometimes the van wrap company that installs the wrap will also help you design it. Sometimes you go out and you hire a professional. I know a lot of people in the industry that have hired us. I know a lot of people in the industry who've hired KickCharge. There's some quality people out there that can do your branding for you. But the application still matters, and you got to make sure you find a quality company that can do that. And it's got to be consistent. You know, if you hire a company like us to do it, we're going to create one file for that van wrap that is what they call a vector file. That means it has to be taken and put into another software system that the vendor uses to apply to the van. And then they're going to basically repiece that back together. And hopefully they get the right colors. Hopefully they get everything aligned correctly. That's why it's important to make sure that you scout and vet out the actual person that's going to install the wrap. Some of you say, yeah, but I got to drive an hour to a good, it didn't drive an hour. I know a guy right now that drives over to the next city, literally 2-3 hours away to get his van wrapped, just for the consistency, just to make sure it gets done correctly. It's worth it. When it comes to van wraps, I'm going to tell you right now, not enough people are doing it. Most people aren't doing it right. And they're missing out. They are missing out. I drive by this van and all I see is I don't want to do business with that. All I see is a bunch of confusion, or all I see is get the point. Literally. How many of you have seen a van today that had tried to list every single thing they do on the side of it, and then you find yourself going, well, I can't read all this. It's too much. There's just no way I can read all this. There's no way I can read all this. You think the customer's having any more better luck? They're not. And you think the customer cares about all the different services you do? They just want to know if you plumb. They just want to know if you deliver coffee. They just want to know if you're a restaurant. What kind of restaurant? See the point here? We're not trying to tell them everything. We're just telling them the main thing. Such and such plumbing, such and such heating and air, such and such, whatever the brand is, whatever the industry is, that's what they need. They need to see that. It needs to be something that connects with them. We're not talking about branding right now. We're talking about the van wrap, but we will talk about branding here in an upcoming podcast. And we talk about how to focus. And I see a lot of mistakes made with that too, or I drive down the street and I can tell right away that the owner branded the company for the owner and not for the consumer. And that is probably mistake number one. Detrimental mistake. The brand in the name isn't for you. The brand in the name is for the person hiring you. Never forget that. We'll talk about that in an upcoming podcast. If you guys want more information about what we do and what we offer, go to theplumbingsalescoach.com. Request more information. You can also message us and email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com as well. We love you. We appreciate you. As always, remember, serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.